we go, kick it like this. Let's kick that.
Support us, because ain't nobody gonna fight for us but ourselves. Ain't nobody gonna help our youth but us. So we gotta do it.
Hi, my name is Constance Brewer, and I'm here because my son, Dyron Brewer, I lost him 10 months ago in CYA, and they don't deserve to have our kids. They need to be shut down.
This is a poem dedicated to mothers on Section 8 limbo. This poem is for natives of a stolen land that dance on the graves of white eyes. This poem is a political prisoner, a secret code, a solar system in your throat, a ransom note. This poem is for prison guards that crack the backs of Latinos, whites, and blacks. This poem is an ice-cold steel baton that will crack them right back. This poem is guerrilla warfare.
This poem is dedicated to words. Words that choke the wind in a rainbow clutch, slice open hearts to reveal diamonds inside. This poem was shot 7 times in the back by police assassins and lived. This poem is guerrilla warfare.
This poem is ghetto. This poem is for Project Roaches and Pump Rats. This poem is a special request to all rude boy ragamuffins with dreadlock roots that sprout and pierce the ground and sprout sycamores in Ethiopia. This poem is guerrilla warfare.
This poem is dedicated to the sisters that make the sunshine in a pitcher of Kool-Aid. This poem is a shout out from the top of Mount Kilimanjaro to all my people, letting them know the revolution is out on DVD with 6 alternate endings. This poem is a left hook to the stinking mouth of poverty. This poem will feed the hungry. This poem is guerrilla warfare.
This poem is dedicated to mothers impregnated by the revolution, birthing M16 daughters and rocket launcher sons. This poem is a smoking gun.
This poem is a coup.
A slave revolt.
A mutiny.
An attempt at change.
A birth.
A ritual.
Transformation.
All the things you're afraid to say.
This poem ain't nothing but love.
All right. So yeah, I'm Mo Better.
Ghetto Prophet.
We're the usual suspects. We just wanted to come out today, I guess, to represent the Y and CYA. And be the voice of the youth in question and the youth in danger. That said, kick it off.
Yeah. No borders control, but heaven can't console a soul that's on parole, that's been granted temporal reprieve from a world that it so wants to leave, but it can't. Cause the cause of separation is way too great. Redemption is coming, but he might be late. Salvation just called and said he's still on the way. Damnation just texted me, said he's trying to stay. Man, I might as well just turn my damn phone off, cause I can't dial up a better way to make these jagged edges meet. Knowing discreet ain't the course of action when you're trying to get a revolution in the streets, Pete. Seeing me is seeing more than mortal eyes can meet, but no mortal man could ever surmise that by his eyes, he'd witness me fatally facing defeat. So like T on the LICREEP. Making sure my motives stay known, yet masking the truth of what I do, trying to get these goals accomplished. See, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, which means the road to heaven just might be paved with some things that I shouldn't mention. Not to mention that I mentioned never closer to an early retirement without no pension, or possibly having my body possessing this god-awful stench of death. For this rigor mortis that's taking control of my soul and was deemed not to be of any permanence. Could flip the script, have it turn in tricks, and then settle in for the long haul. So you see, it's gonna be a long brawl, and I'm fighting to the death to stay free. And that's why no borders could ever control the soul that was given control of me.
And politicians say, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
That's what they say.
Well, I'll jump off this bridge and fall into the gap. They lost my generation when they tried to ban rap, and kids my age, we got stress, we got rage, and I wouldn't just ignore it, cause it's hard for one to gauge. They packing heat today's schools, defying all the rules, talking about destroying things and got all the right tools. They put us in the background, we step up, then they back down. They say we're loud and rowdy, we cry for help, but they don't hear a sound. Well, my battle cries resound, echoing for miles around, and the pain I feel is all too real to ever push it down. So it bubbles to the top. It's not bubblegum or pop. My rage don't dance or sing off key. I swear it will never stop. But they'll never get the best of me. Not CNN, not MTV, not Channel 5. I broadcast live with youthful vibe and energy. They say youth's a dying breed, so I suggest you all take heed. Let your ears act as the soil. Let the words we drop be seen.
And then I think you better sit back and please watch like a hot movie, These Cops, for you find yourself encaptured in chains, encapsulated by pain from your scrotum to your brain, then back down your spine again into the pits of your soul. There's now on parole plus running because the jobs ain't biting and the monkey keeps fighting, trying hard to get back inside the comfy confines of your cranium. So you went all in again on the block, you're back. Posted like a gnat on a cow's back, pushing that same sack of cocaine crack, that same lack of insight, obviously. Since this side is that side where previously your freedom was snatched. So unless my theory is totally wrong, then going to face the depths of jail must either be your hustle or your hobby. Now you're patrolling the hood on zombie body flooded with insomnia, yet brain gone numb, cause this game don't come with no sedatives. So you created some. Regardless of what they said it is, damage control or community interaction, it was all created with the thought in mind of public unawareness and people truth distractions. Distracting the people from truth, extracting fear from our youth with bold obliterations of their rights, smashing on the dreams of these youngsters, the new clans. Discarding the sheets they wore at night, opting instead for the clean shaven head, hoping the glare from the sweat on his skull will hide his shames in the sunlight.
What makes you think that I won't do it? Just jump off this bridge. When I tell you that I'm crazy, I mean serious biz. I done been through enough. I wouldn't call my own bluff. Hey, I just jump, ain't gotta prove that I'm tough. I'm made of stone, don't push me, cause I'll jump on my own. I got a hair trigger temper and I'm cold to the bone. But why am I telling you this? You probably think that I won't do this. I got nothing to gain and much to lose through this. I lose this life full of sorrow, no worries about tomorrow, no more thoughts about debt and all the money that I borrowed. I'll lose my religion, lose my intentions, won't worry about the sad sights cause I'm losing my vision. I'll lose track of time, lose reason and lose rhyme, lose my voice to a whisper, won't recite another line. I'll jump off this bridge and take my own life, and the world will lose out cause it's loss of insight. Neglected by the land, but the future's in my hands. You look bitterly upon me, but you just don't understand. I'm a product of the soil, more valuable than oil, but you don't even see me. Left me right outside to spoil. I'm losing all hope, they should ask you quit smoking dope, but I'm scared of what lurks beyond that curtain of smoke. Inhale, exhale, I'm in hell with no bail. My court-appointed angel sitting right outside my cell keeps telling me to cop a plea and bargain for my soul. If I don't jump off this bridge, then perhaps I'll be paroled. It's not worth it.
All right, y'all, so once again, we are the usual suspects, Mo Better and Ghetto Prophet. And we're gonna leave you with this one, it's the usual anthem.
Kick it.
Clip-on politicians and superimposed foes. Negatives as positives deflate lungs and wallets grow. The illusion is more than optical, and even when you're at your optimal, there's still so much for you to know. Evolution isn't optional. Revolution ain't impossible. There's never been an obstacle. That fear will put you in the hospital. I breathe air into my nostrils. I'm trying to survive. Why strive to stay alive in confines of 9 to 5? Ain't that some job? And we sleeping on them turkeys. Their background's kind of murky and the situation's jerky. I can see the evil lurking. That's why I spit this game. But I ain't Milton Bradley. I got Kaiser Soze fame. Illusions of handicap. Usual suspects is the name. And we busting in with mouthpiece. It ain't nothing sweet about these. A ghetto prophet and thug poetess scuffing up your Nikes. And I've been on some streets, so don't act surprised. Been had to survive since 1029, 1998. Dear mama, I guess this was my fate. Evolved into Mo Better. I was destined to be great. Why?
Here comes those usual suspects living live to touch necks, checking the undead for pulses. They say we got the minds of Siamese twins because they can't remember how long it's been since they found two minds this close. It's uncanny sometimes when you stop to think about the impact that these words can have. See, I'm talking about two completely different people fixated eternally, embedded internally, upon the exact same path. Walking sometimes blindly with eyes wide open, unsure it seems of what even to dream of, to try to see. Knowing I'm a usual suspect, so one out of every 6 photo lineups you'll see probably contains at least one Polaroid photo of me. See, I'm suspected usually because I'm usually suspect, keeping my fingerprints planted at creative crime scenes like Inspector Deck breaking the inspector's neck that said that these words wasn't clean. You see, we're here now, so get ready, because the usual suspects just blew up the scene.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
As blood and sweat drip from my pores, like I'm doing penitentiary chores, knowing my country treats us like whores, sort of like we're down on all fours. Sell cheap liquor in our neighborhood stores, we already know the government plots schemes behind closed doors. Our crimes will never be greater than yours, telling destructive lies to justify starting horrendous wars. Why are children in my community being ignored when gentrification is the only motivation to restore? When the only power I have is writing when I'm bored, where fathers neglect families just to keep up with sports scores. How can you discover a land that was already inhabited before? You made like garbage and washed up on shore. As they get away with telling lies and keep us broke or in jail while they capitalize, then they act surprised when my little brother's lingering on blocks with rocks in his socks trying to get his piece of the pie, cause who has time for a 9 to 5 when each decision you decide can determine whether you die or stay alive? If you feel alone, just look deep beneath my eyes and you'll see that this grown man cries. He cries for broken hearts cause he knows how much they burn. He knows that though love is a lesson, there's always much to learn. Promises of being together until the urn, with hopes of sharing something special right now and in the long term, will usually lead to the realization that you finally lost your turn. That you finally lost your turn. So now the one you love gives mean mugs and attitudes that are stern. Can't even make small talk, cause she took a stance and is firm. whether you're gay, bisexual, or straight as a perm, or whether you're hung like a mule or competing with worms, it's painful to still love someone who treats you as if you got germs. Who will, without remorse, chew you up and spit you out like Nicoderm. Cause you didn't offer security and any dummy can shoot sperm. I'm not that wise, but I am enough to realize all the pain we're forced to hide inside as we're confronted about past lives, so it'll be used as ammunition to capitalize. Then they act surprised when my little brother's lingering on blocks with rocks in his socks trying to get his piece of the pie and still survive. Cause who has time for a 9-to-5 when each decision you decide could determine whether you die or stay alive? If you feel alone, just look deep beneath my eyes and you'll see that this grown man cries. He cries because America's trying to destroy everything on the Atlas. Soon there will be nothing left to look up on MapQuest. But seriously, while you're complaining about your king-size mattress, keep in mind that people are out here dying trying to be that rich. And I know it really is some sad shit, a world where girls would starve themselves just to be society's corrupted definition of a bad chick, where good folks can get away with murder while all my friends are doing time for messing up a tad bit. Yeah, I know it's that sick, where men would do less for their kids than they would for a fat tit. Where if the song demeans women, your boys will say, hey, slap this. Where the president of our country could make a written speech to transform into horrible ad lib. Where the majority of our children grow up dadless. Where we thrive on madness and make money off of other people's sadness while attempting to leave us distracted by putting stuff on billboards revealing models we find attractive while we mass consume everything from stereos to baby back ribs. And where they determine guilt by how evidence your blackness. I'm not that wise, but I am enough to realize all the pain we're forced to hide inside as they get away with telling lies and keep us broke in jail while they capitalize. And they act surprised when my little brother's lingering on blocks with rocks in his socks trying to get his piece of the pie and still survive. Because who has time for a 9-to-5 when each decision you decide can determine whether you die or stay alive? If you feel alone, just look deep beneath my eyes. And you'll see that this grown man cries.